You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, with opening day behind us, it's time to maybe look back on the first couple of games of the season and see how everybody's doing. I'm Allison Footer, and I am here with AJ Casavell, who is covering the Padres, and he had his first opening day as a full-time Padres beat writer, and now he is waiting for his first Padres runs to be scored as a full-time Padres beat writer. AJ, I kid because I care, but the Padres have not scored in their first two games, and I guess that's like one of those rare things. How are the Padres handling all of this?
Well, apparently they really miss Corey Brock. No, but they've handled it pretty well. I mean, the thing is, if this had happened in July, it would really be just a blip on the radar, but it happened to come in the first two games of the season against the Dodgers, who are a rival, and with Andy Green in his first two games as manager. So it's kind of a bigger deal than it would be in the middle of the season. Will Myers said something interesting last night. He basically just said, hey, you know what? If we just believe that this is not who we are, which it clearly isn't, then we'll be fine. They faced, obviously, Kershaw on day one and Kazmir on day two, so the pitching had something to do with it. Pitching probably had a whole lot to do with it. And there are some potent bats in this lineup. It's not a great lineup, but there are some bats that can hit a lot better than they've done so far.
Yeah, so that's what I wanted to ask you. I mean, all kidding aside, like, what did you think of the offense? I mean, you're with them for the majority of the spring or some of the spring. But, I mean, when you looked at the lineup, like, heading into the season, I mean, what are your general – we know that the Padres are not going to be contending in this division. I think that we all get that. They're trying to build and get something going either next season or whatever. But they do have, like, some good bats. But what were you thinking of the offense when camp broke?
Yeah, the Padres have had some kind of some bad lineups. I want to say 2014 and 2013 were probably worse than this one. This lineup really isn't that bad. I think on opening day, Clayton Kershaw is as good as you'll see any pitcher on opening day ever. He tends to do that. He's done that, I think, like 6 years in a row now. But you know what? I think Corey Spangenberg hitting second in the lineup, I think he could really have a breakout year. He gets on base. He has speed. He had one of the two hits last night. Matt Kemp and Will Myers are, as long as Will Myers is healthy, and we know what those guys can do. I like John Jay at the top of it. It's not necessarily as deep of a lineup as you'd like to have. And like I said, they're not going to, like you said, they're not really, this isn't really a year to go out and win the division title. But I think the lineup's a lot better than what you've seen in these first 2 days.
Yeah, so let's see. Let me see if I have this right. What was the stat you and Ken Gernick came up with in your game story together? So the first time since 2002 that a team was shut out in the first two games, or any team or a Padres team?
No, that the Padres were shut out in the first two games. In 2002 was Randy Johnson and Curt Schilling, right? Their first two games pitched after winning that World Series. So they came out in game three and won it. They put up eight runs. We have no idea what to expect from Kenta Maeda. I mean, I was recording this now. You might be listening to this later. But we have no idea what to expect from him. But I think the pitching had a whole lot to do with it this time as well.
Yeah, so okay. Besides that, I mean, just on opening day in general, I mean, it was very exciting. Andy Green's first one as manager. His first one for you. Like, what was the atmosphere like? What was opening day like for the Padres?
It was really cool. I mean, my favorite part, and that's because I've seen festivities before, but they had some Navy parachuters kind of like flying to the outfield and waving big American flags. It was a pretty festive day, at least from the Padres side of things. It kind of got a little bit ruined about nine pitches into the game, but up until then it was festive. Andy Green basically told his players, you know what, you got to take some time and appreciate this moment. And I think you could almost hear him talking to himself there, because He's the type of guy who's going to put things in perspective. He appreciates where he is. He appreciates where he's gotten. So far, I think I've seen kind of the right mindset from him. He hasn't scored any runs in two games, but he's kind of keeping an upbeat vibe. And if anything, reminding the players that, hey, you know what, it's a baseball season. There's 160 more.
Yes, and like, I'm just curious. I mean, and this is from a Dodgers perspective, but, you know, the Scott Kazmir contract, which seemed a little outlandish, in my opinion. Of course, I watched Scott Kazmir down the stretch here in Houston last year, and it wasn't so pretty. He had a very strong first 4 months of the season. But, like, you just wonder, because people were saying, like, his velocity was down in spring training, and there was a lot of rumblings among the scouts that there might be, you know, that this could be a very long year for him. And so you wonder, like, was it more Kazmir's, like, great pitching, or just, you know, the Padres collectively not being quite ready? You just really never know. I mean, did you notice it? I mean, I know that Kazmir wasn't your focus, but did he look pretty good?
Well, yeah, the thing that I thought Kazmir did really well was mixing up his changeup, where his velocity might be down, but his changeup's like 16 miles an hour slower than his fastball, and the Padres never seemed to know which one was coming. And so that could be something that maybe once they've seen him, maybe the second or third time through, the second or third time they face him this year, because they'll face him again, that they'll be able to kind of figure out, maybe pick something up and get the bats going. It was a combination too. On Monday, it was really just Clayton Kershaw being Clayton Kershaw. Yesterday, I guess we'll have to wait and see and find out.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole thing is fascinating, but you know, we all like the Padres, so I'm pulling for them. I'm pulling for them to score a run today. So we'll revisit this when we talk next week. So, AJ, thank you so much, and hang in there.
We'll have scored by then.
Yes. The next time we talk, they will definitely have scored. I will put my money on that.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.